Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, calendar changes and your admin. Here we go. Both of us have, and you spend an extraordinary amount of time working with executives, particularly recently, and you shared with me the other day that I'm not going to say you said that their management of their calendars is worse than it used to be, but no. It's not great, right?
Right. It's funny. I think companies 20, 25 years ago, when somebody got an admin, they would, you know, teach them how to use the admin. And I think the vast majority of executives don't know how to use them. And you combine that with the changes in calendaring because of technology. I know for you young people, you think, well, what changes? Well, we didn't used to have shared calendars, electronically available calendars. But look, for an executive, you spend a lot of time, if you're coaching somebody, working on time. If you're talking about effectiveness, you're talking about time. And that means working on calendars. And calendar management, which is where you merge priorities and executive's time, really, really good calendar management is the hallmark of an effective executive. And so when we work with somebody, often there's a problem between priorities and time. In other words, there's a calendar management issue. They don't necessarily see it that way. They just wonder why stuff isn't getting done. And the problem is a lot of priorities end up not getting done. Now, a big part of that is email. People fill up their day with email and they say, I'm busy, 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 but I didn't get to my priorities. But there are a lot of other ways that one's priorities, the things that you believe really are important, don't get enough time. They end up sort of on the cutting room floor. You know, for one thing, maybe it oughtn't be a priority because, gee, everything I've been working on day to day is important. You know, and that's the whole urgent versus important thing. Lots of people today say that what I'm doing right now is really important, when in fact, in a more professional vocabulary, it would be, hey, that's urgent. And Stephen Covey taught us years ago, and he may not be the first, but I remember learning it from Stephen Covey, which was the tyranny over the urgent versus the value of the important. So sometimes, you know, stuff doesn't get on the calendar because we're too busy. Sometimes it gets on the calendar but doesn't get actioned because, again, we're too busy. And maybe the executive's admin isn't helping as much as he or she could be. And it's frustrating. Executives have to really tightly manage their calendars, and things are changing so fast that calendar changes don't get handled well. And so this sounds very narrow and very specific, but hopefully people feel like that's what we're known for, right? Here are some simple things you can do to make sure your admin is doing all she can to make you an effective executive when it comes to changes on your calendar. And the problem is changes happen a lot.
Yeah. Look at this. This can't surprise you too much, the fact that folks have challenges with this. You and I have spoken fairly frequently about our concern that the authority for budgets is being removed to higher, yes, higher levels of executive management. And so an entry-level manager or senior manager, even directors, sometimes nowadays don't have any budget responsibility. Then they become responsible for a $100 million line of business, and they have no experience with budgets at all. And I think that's right. True with admins as well. There's less admins there used to be. They're reserved for higher levels of executive levels. And when one finally gets one raised to level, they can get an admin. They don't have any experience of how to use them effectively. So I think that's part of the problem. So what do we do? So what are we going to cover today?
Well, let me mention one more thing before we get to the short and sweet, as you put it, agenda with only 3 points. Folks, this is a cast for executives and admins. You can use it if you don't have an admin, okay, simply by following some of our guidance regarding certain things and you having to handle it. Now, there are some differences. We're going to make a recommendation that admin do some things. If you don't have an admin, obviously he or she can't do it. But there are some simple things you can do to monitor your calendar that will help you be more effective. And I've got 3 recommendations. The first one is you've got to review your calendar each day during stand-up. Stand-up, your morning 15-minute meeting with your admin, to go over your calendar, make sure both of you are on the same page regarding calendar and priorities and activities and deliverables is a hugely important thing. And it's sort of the hallmark or the core of this cast in terms of when things happen. It's not where all the decisions necessarily get made because we want the admin making them, but we'll walk through that. Look, the second thing is, this is going to sound really simple, but we're amazed. Over half the people, executives that we talked to with admins, don't move things, move items on their calendar that didn't get accomplished because they were overcome by events, other events, if you will. You've got to learn how to move things. You've got to move things. If Wednesday happens to go out the window for some reason, then the things that were supposed to be done on Wednesday need to be moved to Thursday or Friday or sometime next week. And the last thing the admin's got to do is he or she has got to be able to approve changes automatically that reflect one's priorities. Too many managers want to get involved and want to approve all the changes. And if you're approving all the changes, then you really haven't delegated calendar management to your admin.
Yeah, good point. Now, as far as stand-ups each day, we mentioned that on a previous cast, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Gosh, yeah.
Probably just mentioned that. I think it was one bullet point, and we covered as much detail as we probably would like to. So,
yeah. And what happens is we mention it, and I think, okay, we've covered that. And then I look back and I go, wow, it's only one paragraph in a 10-page cast. And geez, I think maybe it would be easy to miss it. We were talking to a client the other day doing a follow up call for an effective manager conference with a client, and we were talking about the vocabulary, right? The vocabulary in the organization. He says, feel good, really good about the vocabulary. He says, but I'm really surprised. It's been a month since you guys were here. And I thought one of the neatest parts of the day was learning about shot across the bow. And somebody said, what's that? I don't remember us talking about that. And Mark, you spent several minutes on that, and I can't believe they don't remember it.
Yeah, I think for a lot of folks, it's one of the highlights of the whole day. It's like, oh, that's good. So we've covered it, yet we go out and we talk to executives and folks who've listened to all the podcasts, and they're still not doing them, right? So why don't you spend a couple minutes and just review what the daily stand-up is and its purpose and maybe some additional guidance in terms of how folks can make those more effective.
Yeah, the guidance is really simple. An effective executive has a daily stand-up with her admin, and during the stand-up, they review her calendar, okay? The assistant brings in two printed copies of the calendar. You don't look at separate electronic copies. You don't look at one electronic copy because sometimes, thanks to technical glitches, two calendars are different. And you can't know that if you're looking at separate ones, right? You look at one calendar, you print that one, and you print two copies. And the morning review, this morning stand-up, is at the heart of dealing with the scores of calendar changes that happen each week, okay? If there's not a way for the admin and the exec to regularly review the calendar, we've basically found that you get off track on priorities, right? Priorities they fall to the cutting room floor, to use the analogy I said earlier, right? Efficiencies and effectiveness basically decay, right? Calendars, like it or not, can't really be managed a month at a time. And they can't even be managed a week at a time. And executives are shocked sometimes at the conclusions we draw from their calendars. When they try to defend it, though, they really can't do it. Everybody understands that if you tell me you have priority A and you spend 6 hours a month on priority A, it's really not a priority, or it's a priority that's going to get you in a heap of trouble at some point. Now, look, here's what we hear a lot. And to be fair, I think this is a holdover from being a manager without an admin. And so we understand it. But nevertheless, if you've got an admin, you have to learn to make this transition. Executives say to us, well, I review my week Sunday night before the week starts, okay, and I make changes. Okay, first we say, totally great. Glad you're thinking broadly before the week swallows you up, right? Yeah, you want people doing that. Well done. Keep doing it. But there are two problems with the review being the sole way an executive whips his or her calendar into shape. First, it makes the exec the primary calendar manager, right? Not only is it inefficient, it's surprisingly ineffective too. The admin is going to be much closer to your calendar than the exec is day to day. We want the exec not thinking about the calendar. Yeah, you heard that right. During the week. Effective executives, folks, don't think about their calendars. They think about their priorities. The admin thinks about the calendar and makes sure it reflects and amplifies the priorities. Okay. Now you might think that's quibbling, but it's not. Too many execs we know use the Sunday night prep session, end up getting into the details of their calendar. Now there are good reasons. We understand they're good reasons, but eventually they admit that they're doing something their admin could do, and that's a violation of managerial economics 101. The second problem is with this Sunday night thing, if you have an admin, is the exec isn't really any good at it once the week starts and all the changes occur, okay? After not thinking about their calendar all week, now suddenly they're managing it, okay? It's changing constantly, a little bit every day, but we're only managing it once a week, and that's just a recipe for disaster. Unless you're thinking every Sunday night, and look, folks, we're not telling you not to do this. Let me put this two ways. If you're a manager now without an admin, go ahead and do what we're about to recommend. If you're an exec or even a manager with an admin, don't do this. Have your admin do it. And what we're recommending is on Sunday night for the exec, don't try to go over the week. Expect your admin to do it. Talk to your admin and tell your admin you need to be picking up stuff that we missed during the week last week. So if Wednesday your boss called and said, we've got an all-day meeting, sorry, but there's a buyout offer, I'm making this up, and suddenly your calendar goes to hell, your admin knows, I got it. I'll look at every single thing on the calendar and we'll figure out how to reschedule it. Some things we won't be able to move too much because the deadline is approaching. Other things are important and we're just going to have to cut out some low priority things. Think about this for a second, folks. If you have a really busy week and let's say it's full of priority stuff, good for you, right? We want that. You're going to be busy and we want you to be busy on the right things, which are high value targets. And then your Wednesday gets shot. And look, you have a boss, so your Wednesday can get shot all to heck. Or, you know, something comes up and you know, a customer complains or whatever. It happens, right? You lose your Wednesday. What that means is if you're busy this week and next week and next week, some things are not going to get done. Or you're going to have to choose not to do some things in the future. And what we see happening too often is stuff that gets stepped on by a boss, all-day boss meeting, doesn't get rescheduled. It doesn't get redone. And what ends up happening is 2 days later, we're working on something much lower priority. And the only reason we didn't work on the higher priority thing is simply because it happened to have the misfortune of being scheduled on the same day as the big event that stepped on it.
Right. Hey, then folks, if this doesn't bother you, then the issue may be that the things that are on your calendar are not your priorities. Right.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, most executives really, they don't feel the sense of I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. They feel a sense of, oh my gosh, I've got to spend time on this stuff, right? And, you know, I am not ready to make the decisions I want to make because I haven't worked all this stuff out. So what happens is, if you're an exec, you tell your admin, look, every single day, stuff that doesn't get done, we're going to move it forward. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. If you're a manager, okay, think about next week on Sunday night and go through the previous week and make sure those things that are high priority that didn't get done because of conflicts, because of changes, because of cancellations, whatever, make sure those things get moved forward. And here's the problem. 90% of the managers I know consider the past to be the past. Stuff happens, things get scheduled over. And so, oh, well, that's too bad. And then they wonder why they're doing stuff at the last minute for certain objectives. Now, there's another piece of this, which I can go off on a rant on. If I were younger, I would go off on a rant. I'm not going to. Let me suggest something else, folks. A big problem with this is that if you look at your calendar and it's nothing but meetings, you don't have an executive ready calendar. You have a list of the meetings you're supposed to be at, and your calendar is your little alarm clock to get you there on time. That's not a calendar. That's a meeting list. And a calendar has your priorities in it. You put your priorities in your calendar. You fill up your calendar with your priorities, your one-on-ones, your time for strategy, your time for operations, your time for check-ins, your project updates, and so on, your scheduling of your planning sessions and your operational sessions for your big initiative and so on. You have deadlines and so on there for some people. That's what a calendar is. You get your time first so that you get your most important things done. So if you think to yourself, well, I missed a bunch of meetings last week, but I've been doing that for years because everybody has their calendar get stepped on. And so it's okay. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't reschedule those meetings. Well, we would ask you to think again. We recommend you go back to the previous week, find the things that didn't get done and figure out how you're going to reschedule those things that are most important. Now, I'm going to mention one other thing. Hopefully this won't come across as a rant. The problem is so many of us, our calendars don't reflect the changes. Something comes up and we don't go to a meeting. And the perfect example is the executive or the manager who shows us a triple booked calendar. Oh, Mark, I'm busy. I'm triple booked. What a joke. I mean, you're not going to be triple booked. You can only be one place at a time. If you want to spend 15 minutes in one meeting and 30 minutes in another meeting, fine, put that on your calendar. The point is too many of you, too many of us at times cannot remember whether we went to the meetings we think we went to or that our calendar shows we were supposed to be at. Okay, so look, the bottom line here is every morning, not once a week, although if you don't have an admin, we understand why you're doing it that way. Just recognize you got to learn to change. But every morning, the exec and his admin review the day's events, okay? This is when the admin takes guidance about changes, updates the exec about changes she has made based on priorities and logistics and cancellations, reschedules and drop balls and new information and changing plans. The admin has the ability to look at the calendar from Thursday morning and say, you missed three meetings. I'm going to move this one to here. I've moved this one to here. The other one's going to go next Monday because it's not as urgent. Yeah. That's what happens. If you're only doing it once a week, and you have an admin, you're probably feeling like you're taking control, but folks, control is an illusion. And controlling something weekly that changes daily is a waste of time.
Yeah. Now, there's a surprising hole in there in that many executives, when something changes, right, and they're supposed to go to an important meeting, it is one of their priorities, it doesn't happen, is the admin doesn't have the authority to move it, to reschedule it. Right. And now it's the executive's responsibility. The executive's got to take ownership of making sure it happens. And the admin is capable of doing it, completely capable of doing it. And yet the executive won't relinquish it to him.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a couple of clients where the executives complain, well, our admins aren't that good. Like, you know, this is calendar management. It's not, you know, this is,
you know,
not.
You know what? I'm sorry, because when I hear that, and I remember,
yeah.
I remember when we had that conversation with this client.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, well, our admins aren't that good. And my thought was, no, your executives aren't that good. Because if you have bad admins, that's a reflection of your managerial capability.
And then there's a culture of, well, you don't ask your admin to do that. Well, yeah, you can. Okay. You totally can. What we see happening is the exec who manages her own calendar, or tries to anyway, has stuff scheduled. And then for whatever reason, the scheduled time is missed. As we alluded to already, something runs over, a customer trumps something, a boss trumps something, a project blows up. It takes 48 hours of hard work, focused hard work to get it back on track. Okay. We understand that, folks. It happens to us too. It happened to Mike recently when the website went down. The question is, what do we do with the stuff that was scheduled but didn't get done? And this is the gaping hole. Most executives, based on conversations we've been having recently, basically don't go back very effectively and recapture those things that got run over. As busy as executives are, those times were dear to begin with. Those items were necessary, right? They can't be less necessary now that they're late, right? Sometimes they're OBE, but not usually. And yet we don't recommend the executive go back through everything and move it forward or move it around. And the reason why is simple. That's the admin's role. The admin knows what's on the calendar. She knows why it's on there. She knows what led up to everything on the schedule. She knows who else involved, what tolerance exists for rearranging things. And she does it herself without asking for permission or approval after the fact. And then she briefs exec during the next daily stand-up. If there are changes you want to make as the exec, great, make them. It takes much less time to make changes to an already remanaged calendar than it does to track down every item and find a new time for it. Since much, though hopefully not most, of what was missed was meetings, the rescheduling requires coordination the exec ought not to be doing. Why? Again, managerial economics 101. The admin can, so the admin does. And the exec, by definition, then doesn't. So delegate the authority to move things to your admin. if you didn't get training on working with an admin, we understand. If your admin didn't get training that you want him or her to have, we understand. And you can say, hey, listen, there's so many changes every week. Here's what I want you to do every day, stuff that I don't get to. I want you to make a list of it. At the end of the day, late in that day, I want you to start moving it around. We'll figure out whether you're right or wrong. We're going to figure this out together, but you have total authority to move anything on my calendar that I don't get done to sometime in the future when I can get it done based on deadlines and resources and so on. Look, seriously, if it's somebody beneath me that I'm having a meeting with, one of my directs or a skip or something like that, then obviously we have the ability to move it. If it's a boss or a meeting I'm supposed to be at and I miss it, send my apologies, find out what we can do, get me the meeting notes if need be. But your responsibility is to make each day whole. And for those things that can be moved, you need to decide how to move them. If I want to make changes, I will. But I'm going to assume that at the end of the day, that those things I didn't get done are in a bucket that you're working on for me. And then you're going to brief me on the missed day yesterday, the missed items from yesterday in my next morning daily stand-up. And not everything will be on my next day. We don't just push everything back a day. But it, in that way, I know my priorities are still on there. And I wish more execs would actually say, my priorities have to stay on my calendar.
Yeah. Now, when changes happen, a lot of executives require that the admin check with her to get those changes done.
Don't do it to me. Yeah, execs tell admins all the time, yeah, you control the calendar, but I want to approve all changes. I mean, really.
It never happens, right? Because exec gets busy, yeah. And pretty soon what happens is stuff drops off the calendar. It doesn't get done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Everything on the calendar becomes tentative in a sort of a constant state of, quote, waiting for the exec's approval for all these changes that have been tentatively made, unquote. Right? And so people call the admin or ping the admin and say, hey, are we on? Well, I don't know. It's tentative, right. So you'll have to wait and see. And you know what? I've talked to executives who actually like that. They send a message down the organization that, well, you know, you just got to, it's tentative. You know, I'm so busy. I'm so important. You never know what I could be working on. And what's so funny about that is the most effective executives, they joke about it. I talked to a CEO once who said, I said, are you going to be there tomorrow? He said, is it on my calendar? Yeah. He said, then I'll be there. And they don't worry about any given day, the priorities. And that's the thing, folks. If you get into a microscope and you get all the way down and look at the cell of something, unless you're a biologist, you don't know what that cell's from, because you have to look at the whole entity to decide whether it's a monkey or a human, right? And too many people get down in the weeds and they think that knowing each item on the calendar proves whether or not they have the right priorities. Not true. Or if you put priorities on your calendar every month or every quarter, then therefore magically you're going to get everything done, when in fact everybody knows their calendars get changed all the time. We need some way to connect the monthly, quarterly, being able to think about our priorities and making sure they're on our calendar with the day-to-day changes. And that's what this cast is about for those of you with admins. So effective execs realize they can't approve everything. If they do, their assistant, and this is so important, they think they're managing it, they're controlling it, and it's just a wrong-headed move. Their assistant is nothing more than a pair of hands, and so they're not effective. We have to let our admins make changes to our calendars that reflect our priorities without our approval. Otherwise, we're again in the business of managing our calendar, which is not a priority because someone else can do it. Again, we have to tell them explicitly. We have to say, both at the beginning of our relationship and periodically thereafter, when changes happen, if you think something is important, make sure it stays on the calendar. Okay? If changes happen and holes open up and people request time that doesn't reflect my priorities, say no. The criterion for handling changes is to ask whether or not the change reflects my or my boss's priorities. If it does, it gets moved or rescheduled. If it doesn't, it never makes it on the page. Okay. Now, if you're hearing in here that your admin ought to know your priorities, oh, good. Yeah, sure. He should. And that's one of the conversations we recommend you have early on in the relationship. And even if you haven't had any, you've had an admin for a year, sit down with your admin. Look, have him or her listen to this cast and say, I've got to get you clear on my priorities. And then we got to start meeting every day. And you got to learn how to handle the things that I miss on my calendar. Now, look, there's also sort of a I guess an let's call it unobvious outcome when we do this, and we just want to forewarn you about it. When your admin moves stuff around and she can approve stuff, some things that other people feel are valid won't get on your calendar, folks. And here's the problem. And you'll never even know that there was a request. If you have to think very long about whether or not this is a good thing, okay, we promise you it is a good thing, then you're probably not thinking clearly about how busy you are, or you're not an executive. So some folks are going to come talk to you about stuff they wanted time for and couldn't get. You know, look, sometimes you'll overrule your admin. He's a friend of mine. But hopefully you won't very often as a way of reinforcing. No, she and I work together. He and I work together. We know what my priorities are. And we know how much time is in the day. We've got room for the priorities. And there's some things we have to say no to. If we say yes to everything, then nothing's important. That's it. Right? So wrapping up, right? We review each day during stand-up a key part of how you keep track of the scores of changes that happen on an executive's calendar. That's the linchpin of the whole thing. And you've got to give your admin okay to move items around that didn't get accomplished and to automatically approve changes that reflect your priorities, to include delegating to the floor those things that never made it to begin with. And, you know, to me, this is the kind of guidance that reminds us, even with the best of ideas, how to effectively use an admin, how to schedule your priorities, and so on. Even with the best understanding of things, it can be the execution of simple things that can make the difference. So work with your admin so she can help you be effective. Remind her to review your calendar each day with you. Your calendar is changing constantly. Things that didn't get done yesterday or even the day before, since they made the calendar once, need to be moved. Stuff that has been changed needs to be briefed. Tell him or her that they have the authority to do it without your okay. And sometimes they need to delete stuff that should not have been there to begin with.
Cool. Thanks, my friend.
My pleasure, partner.
We'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone. That's it for this week. We'll see you again next week. In the meantime, check out the discussion forums, www.manager-tools.com/forums. Hope to see you there. So long, folks.